Hi, I'm Terry Meekin. Welcome to Roving Report. For today's Roving Report, I met up with Trevor Nobes, the chimney sweep, and I asked him, first of all, how he got into the business.
It was something that I sort of stumbled across accidentally by having a chimney fire myself. I didn't know much about chimneys and didn't realise you had to have them cleaned. I was renovating my house in Framelode. One day my partner lit the wood burner. She went off to work. I was working locally in the village, which is quite unusual. I came home at 10 o'clock for a cup of tea, only to open the kitchen door, walk into the living room, open the living room door, to be greeted by flames coming out from the chimney breast, all up the front of the chimney, and across the ceiling.
So what did you do? Just dampen it out, did you?
Panicked was the first thing. Grabbed the hose pipe, dragged that in, started spraying it all down. We had a large oak beam that was holding up the chimney breast, and that had literally completely burnt through. Right. And then I put the fire out. It wasn't all the way up the chimney. It was mainly the beam that was on fire. I slowly watched a great big crack in the chimney breast start to open up. But luckily, being in this sort of building trade, I had some acro props in the garden, which I managed to run out and prop the chimney up.
So you were a builder then before you were a
Well, stonemason by trade, but you end up doing a bit of stonemasonry.
So what was wrong with this chimney then that got you being a chimney sweeper? And what actually was wrong with it?
It was a wood burner that was fitted incorrectly. Under building regulations, you don't have to have a liner. What it needs to be is any combustible material needs to be guarded from any sparks. As wasn't. It was just roaring away. Hmm. Caught the beam of light, and that was that.
But just because you had a fire didn't mean to say you had to give up being a stonemason.
A little child, Trinity, came along then, and my partner then wanted her career. I needed to find something that was flexible. Building work, stonemasonry, isn't really, you can't be that flexible, as in you can't take the children to school, pick them up at 3 o'clock. So I was looking for something flexible, and after having the chimney fire, I researched it a bit on the internet. Then one afternoon, I met some friends in a local pub. A local chimney sweep came in, swept the chimney. He had a couple of free pints, charged £45, and I searched out for courses and went on a course with the...
Well, you have to go for a course to be a chimney sweep?
There's various companies that do it. There's one which I went with, which was called the Institute of Chimney Sweeps.
Where is the course held?
It was just the other side of London.
How much is it?
Then it was around about £400.
Is it as much as that?
Now, I believe it's around nearer £700.
Good God. And what's involved in going on a course? I thought it was just getting brushes out, shoving up the chimney. Tell us a bit about what's involved and why it's a course involved in it being a chimney sweep.
Well, it's looking and learning all about the problems. I mean, the basics of chimney sweeping is you do just put a brush up a chimney, you sweep the combustible material, the soot, etc., away, remove birds' nests if maybe. All of that's quite simple. But nowadays, things have moved on a bit, and the majority of my work, about 80% of my work, is multi-fuel stoves or wood burners, and they can be quite complex.
Why?
In the way they're fitted. You need to be able to, for starters, find, notice any problems. Like, instantly now, if I'd had the wood burner I had before, instantly I would have known not to have used it. Now everybody's having wood burners fitted. Some chimneys are lined, some chimneys aren't lined. Being able to access the chimney, because it's blanked off with the pipe from the stove going up into the chimney, either into a liner, or it can be basically you've got sweeping access, eyes, different stoves. In order to be able to sweep them, you've got to remove different parts of the stove.
So you have to know about different stoves, how these things are put together,
exactly,
in order to know what to take off to sweep the chimney.
That's exactly right, yes.
I mean, we're talking about half a dozen different makes.
Hundreds of different makes. You can't know everything. I'm continuously learning. I mean, I've been doing it the best part of 5 years now, and I'm continuously learning. I see new things every week that I've never seen before. And really, you've got to just think about it, work it all out. And also, you've got to always be very, very careful, because you're playing with something that could make a lot of mess in somebody's houses. I've got into houses before now with white carpets, wood burners that are incredible.
Pussycat? Yeah. It turns into a black one when you finish.
And you've got to be so careful. I mean, I've never left a mess yet, and that's the one thing that's always got to be in your mind. It's all about preparation, especially with fireplaces now where people are burning a lot of coal, because coal produces very, very fine soot. And you've got to seal the fireplace up, or seal the motor fuel stove up completely. And you use a high pressured vacuum that sucks all the fine particles. You couldn't use your domestic vacuum because you suck the soot in and blow it out behind you without even noticing you were doing it.
When you first started off then, how did the business grow? Was it slow at first? How did you advertise?
Started advertising the local papers, yellow pages, and bit by bit, it sort of took off, mainly from people. You'd sweep their chimney, and whereas I like to take my time and be careful, and I'll go into somebody's house and sweep their chimney, and I'll be there an hour. And still to this day, I'm there most jobs up to an hour. Whereas chimney sweeps that are around at the moment tend to be in and out within 5 minutes.
Is it a very competitive business? Are there many around?
There's quite a few around, but there's one or two with a bad reputation around here. And
I mean, do people actually, I mean, I presume you, because you've been trained, you belong to an institute, do you?
It's the Institute of Chimney Sweeps.
Do people take note of that when they're actually looking for somebody, you think, or they just look for the cheapest? First time round, until their house burns down, and then they go, and they go for one next time round, which is a bit more qualified.
Yeah, well, it's strange, because most of my work, even though I spend a lot of money every year on advertising, I find that most of my work is recommendation. You can sweep a chimney in somebody's house you've never been to before, and you talk to them, you give them advice, you show them how to use, say, their wood burner properly, and suddenly it all sort of clicks in their head.
So you're all a bit of a fuel consultant as well as a chimney sweep.
Yeah, I mean, I do all sorts of things. I advise them on the best stove to buy.
You never thought about getting into the business of actually providing the stoves and the burners and things like that as well?
Well, yeah, that's the sort of next stage, to be honest, because now I've got over 2,000 regular clients on my books, and really I'm finding it hard to sort of find the time to take them on, any new ones on. The next sort of step would be to open up a stove shop and employ people to run the shop and fit the stoves.
Good plans. 2,000 clients, does that mean that each of those 2,000 ask you to come along once a year or every couple of years?
It varies. You've got some customers who have you every year regardless of how much they use their stove. You have some customers, particularly the older customers with the open fires, they like to have you once or twice a year.
Are these older houses a challenge or easier to do? So I don't know how far you go into the big estate houses, or do you just do the smaller houses?
I do quite a few estate houses. I've got one very big one booked in for next Wednesday. I believe there's 14 chimneys in that one. I do Blaisdon Hall, the other side by the forest. I do Gatcombe Park. I go to Princess Anne's. And
is there a lot of different technique for the old type fireplace, or what's the difference in the are you going to do differently?
Well, most modern houses, any house built after 1965, it was compulsory under building regs to have a clay liner fitted when you built the chimney. So they're very simple. Normally you come across an eight or a 9-inch liner, which are very simple. They're very smooth, same size all the way up, very easy to do. But when you come across inglenut fireplaces, sometimes you've got to get inside them, sheet them all up, get inside them, put breathing equipment on. And they can take a long time. They can take a few hours.
You've not discovered any pots of gold that you've knocked down from the chimney?
No, unfortunately not.
I have heard tales of this.
One of the nicest finds I ever found was I was sweeping the chimney in Chalford, and I was vacuuming off a little shelf afterwards, and it was a nice old fireplace, and the house was probably about 1600s it was built. And suddenly my vacuum started sucking really hard, so I knew that something was stuck in the end. So I pulled the vacuum down, and I found a tiny little child's shoe, which was made of pure leather. Even the laces were leather. Everything was the sole. And apparently that was put up there to warn off witches, apparently. So
yeah,
so
you're giving me goosebumps. Did you take it to a museum or something?
No. I just showed the customer, and then I said, "I'll put it back," so they knew where it was. It wasn't too far out of the way.
It was old, though, was it?
It was very old. Yeah, very old.
Well, I never.
Yeah.
So, what else have you found up these chimneys besides cert? Bird's nest, I suppose.
I did have one customer in Strait that was quite funny once. They'd brought a house and totally renovated it, and they had quite a large fireplace. And they'd been there renovating the house for a whole year, lit a fire, and the room filled with smoke. So they presumed they had a bird's nest. So I turned up, looked up the chimney with my torch, and was absolutely shocked to find a full-size mattress stuffed up there.
Good God.
Where somebody had obviously put the mattress up to stop the heat loss.
Ah.
And that was one of the most funniest sort of things I found up a chimney.
That is actually something which, because I've got an open fire myself, I did look into. And not all chimneys have got a plate to stop heat loss. Because quite a lot goes up through the chimney, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the Victorian fireplace and the Wardian fireplaces, they put a baffle in that you could shut when the fireplace was not in use. Hot air rises. And if you've got an open fireplace and it's not in use, your hot air will be drawn up the chimney. And the colder it is outside and the warmer it is in the house, the faster the air will flow up the chimney.
So your gas central heating is going straight out the chimney?
Yeah, I've showed people, and most people who've got a largest type fireplace, especially in cottages, could easily save 50% of their central heating bill.
Well, isn't there a market to actually go and make baffles for people?
Well, there is, but there's a guy now who's a very clever guy. He designed and painted a thing called a chimney balloon. It's a balloon that you inflate. You inflate it just up inside the throat of the chimney, and it acts like a double glazed window. And the fantastic thing about this balloon is made of a special plastic that doesn't, like a normal balloon that you blow up. Over time, it lets the air through it. But this balloon you blow up, and the air stays in it. You just turn a nozzle. It's all locked up. The air's all inside it.
How much do they cost?
It varies. They're not very expensive. The cheapest place to buy them is, believe it or not, on eBay. There's a lot of people selling them on eBay new. They're around about £20.
Well, there's a tip for your listeners. If you think your gas or your electricity bill is high and you've got an open chimney, go and get yourself a chimney balloon and stop the heat from being wasted. For £20.
If people have got an open fire and they get themselves something like a dustbin bag, open it out so it's one big large sheet of plastic. Hold it in front of the fire, obviously, when the fire's not going. They will notice that the plastic gets drawn straight up the chimney really quickly. And that's how fast the air is passing through. So all your heating's going up. But when the heat's rising, it's drawing air in from outside. So you're pulling the cold air in and it'll be creating drafts in the house. So the best thing to do is if you can, and you've got a fireplace that you occasionally use, is basically fit a chimney balloon.
You come from a long list of ancient crafts, really. I mean, there's the old lamplighter and the chimney sweeps. I mean, the lamplighter's gone out the window, literally. But chimney sweeps, I suppose, they go back hundreds of years anyway in this country.
Yeah, they certainly do. And there's a bit of a revival now going on because people are realising that the gas bills and the electric bills, there's only one way they're going to go, and that's up and up and up. People are now thinking of other ways to heat their houses. And there's a massive surge in wood burners and multi-fuel stoves being fitted. And they're absolutely wonderful. The efficiency of, an average fireplace is about 15-20% when in use. When not in use, your heat's being pulled up the chimney. Whereas a wood burner, a good wood burner, like a Clearview, is up to 90% efficient. So 90% of all heat created inside the stove comes into the house. And when it's not in use, you're not losing any of your hot air that's already in the house up the chimney.
Is it possible to connect these wood burners to existing, if you haven't got a back boiler, you've got a condensing boiler, to existing radiators so that you can actually make double use of the heat as well?
There are ways of doing that. I'm not a plumber. I come across them all the time. There's a lot of people who have their stoves connected either just to the hot water or to a few radiators around the house. So it is possible to do.
So you think your next career move will either to be to get stoves as a shop? Or sell the balloons.
No, I absolutely love chimney sweeping. I love it. It's so flexible.
What gives you the buzz about it then?
It's not knowing what you're going to find when you turn up to somebody's house.
And meeting the people, perhaps.
Yeah, meeting the people. I've met members of the royal family. I've met celebrities. I meet a whole range, every walk of life. And, I have some wonderful conversations. People are just great. I mean, some of the stories they tell me are really funny. You know, it's just, you can have... It's quite strange because now I can walk around Stroud and people come up to me and say, hello, how are you? How's your children? And at first I was like, oh, I don't really know you, but I sort of recognise you. And it's just really nice, you know, you sort of become part of a community.
So what would a chimney sweep like as a choice of music on a programme like this?
Well, I think there's only one choice. It would be something like Come On Baby, Light My Fire.
Would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
You've been listening to Roving Report, produced and presented by Terry Meekin. Well, this week we've been talking to Trevor Nobbs, chimney sweep. Roving Report, radio for the community.